This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
What's with these Mondays getting me down? Why do they make me beef? God, what I need is two decent guys to help me to seize the cheese. Ooh, but if I were you, ooh, if you were me, ooh, I would email it to Jews. One looks just like Buddy Holly. Jake's married, Tyler Moore. I don't care what they say about my problems. I don't care about that. No, I don't care about that.
Nice. I look just like Buddy Holly.
Yeah.
And I'm married, Tyler Moore.
I accept it.
That was written by Emily Jane Peters. And we can find her on the tubes, which I think she means YouTube.
Fair.
I'm glad I called out for more Weezer parodies. I forgot that I can just sort of put things in the ether and our talented fans can do them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, is there anything you want to ask for now that, like, people are listening to you?
I guess a Blink-182 cover would be good.
Yeah, that would be nice to hear.
Also, if everybody Venmo'd me some cash.
Oh, that's, like, as a tip or, like, a... Not a tip. It's still the same money. You're still getting money. You just want.
I don't want their charity.
Yes, you do. You just don't want to call it charity.
I just want the cash.
Why? What's the bad about it? Just at least being called gratuity.
Don't call it gratuity.
It is
like
gratuitous.
I'm their servant. I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
They work for me.
So you want them to give you money and then think about it in a way where it's not considered tip.
Where I'm still king.
A king can still take... Actually, that's probably one of the king's biggest
advantages. That's good. We'll call it their dues.
Oh, like they owe it to you.
Yeah, that's it.
And then... Now I'm happy.
Now you're talking.
Now you get it.
You finally understand, Blumenfeld.
You egghead. You dipshit. Thanks to Emily Jane Peters for writing that song. This is a bonus Thursday episode. Also on Thursdays, we forgot to mention this last time, we're releasing videos on our HeadGum Facebook page and YouTube page.
Yeah, we're making videos, folks.
It's so far the series is called Jeffrey the Dumbass. It's about our intern Jeffrey, and the premise is that he's
a dumbass.
He's a dumbass. Very well put together, though.
Oh yeah,
yeah. He has the air of someone who's very capable and not a dumbass.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what
he should be taking over the world on the rise, a young man on the rise.
But then sometimes he just can't walk.
Yeah.
So check those out on Facebook.com/HeadGum or YouTube.com/HeadGum. But this is our first bonus Thursday episode in a while.
It's been a minute.
Jeez, I don't even know how to act. Like, the vibes are completely different. Thursdays are so much more exciting than Mondays.
We're recording this on a Wednesday, so this is going to be out tomorrow, correct?
Yeah, tomorrow.
Which means tomorrow we're also going to be in Minnesota.
Oh, shit, that's true. So there are some people listening
mini
to this.
Minnesota. Remember that from the Jake and Amir episode?
Oh, yeah. Minnesota? How about a mini soda?
And how did you get a soda that small?
How did we get a soda that small?
I think they straight up made them that small.
Oh, like Coca-Cola did?
Yeah, they had little mini ones.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember I wanted it to be like thimble size.
Oh, even smaller still.
Yeah, I wanted it to be like a dollhouse soda.
Or like one of those small, cute ketchup like sriracha things, or is it a, no? It's a hot sauce thing. They make like really small bottles.
Yeah.
That, but a Coca-Cola classic.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
I'll drink to that. Clink. We are in Minnesota, I should say. Our show tonight is in Minneapolis. Then tomorrow, Chicago. The day after, Detroit.
That's right.
And then, what the hell are we supposed to do? What are we going to do with our lives? What happens after the shows? That?
Or when we're done with the, like when we come back? Are you talking about like after party, or are you talking about like...
I guess we should talk about after parties, but I was talking about the sad reality of not having another tour planned.
Mm. I guess we go back to Australia.
That'd be great. All right, great. Thanks, man.
Sweet.
Appreciated it. So this is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I'm Joshua.
I'm Joshua. Two, I'm also Joshua. I changed my name, actually. Oh, I thought of a good fake name for me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Pretty exciting. What do you think of? All right. Forget everything you knew about Amir.
Uh-huh.
Introduce yourself to me.
Hey, I'm Jake.
Hey, Noah.
Oh, God. It's trying so hard.
Noah?
Noah.
I'm Noah. A Noah.
Yeah, I guess because it's Old Testament, so it's still Jewish, but still cool. Sounds cool, like you play acoustic guitar.
Yeah. It's Jewish by accident.
Yeah.
And it fits with Blumenfeld, I think.
Totally. If it were, like, you could name your son that. That'd be cool for your son. But you can't take that name. Come on. I'm sorry. Hey.
It's going to be fucking wasted on my twerp of a kid.
Okay. Hey, it's going to be all right. Noah?
Why don't I give myself the name Noah, and then he can get something shitty like Amir.
Yeah, so it stays in the family.
God, my parents fucked me so
hard.
When he's
33, he could be smart enough to change it like his old man.
Noah. God, Noahs take charge like that. They don't give a shit about, like, how much shit costs.
I don't think Noah's a very, like, alpha male name. It feels like.
But I'm not an alpha male guy.
Right. But I'm saying, like, you don't. He doesn't take charge of anything.
Oh, okay.
He's like an easygoing dude.
Yeah, so easygoing that he actually went to a courthouse to change his name legally. But
did it online.
The one thing it doesn't work is like Jake and Noah.
Mm.
Not as good.
No, that's more of a band.
Jake and Noah. Or Noah and Jake.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. All right, so these are, as always, real emails from real people. Concerned citizens. Confused citizens, they're seeking our advice, our wisdom, our guidance. We're going to do our best to provide it for them. These are questions. Jake's going in blind. These are four questions I found last night.
Yeah, I had shit to do this morning, so I didn't.
Well, you also texted me saying you overslept and that you didn't do anything this morning.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I'm actually a little hungover right now.
All right. This is written from a female in Australia.
Oh, like I just mentioned, we trying to come back, honey.
Oh, wait, this is a guy.
Okay, still. We trying to come back, honey.
An Australian guy's name.
Hugh Jackman. I feel like we've done this before, but
yeah,
whatever.
What else is there other than... Oh, what about Heath Ledger?
R.I.P.
Heath Jackman writes, I'm a 20-year-old male from Sydney, Australia, and I've got a question that will require equal parts of your expertise. I live on campus and therefore have the chance to meet a lot of people from overseas. And let me tell you, there have been a fair few of European dimes staying over here. However, that's not the point. There's this one American girl that I've known for 8 months. Keep in mind that I'm not attracted to her whatsoever, be it mentally or physically. However, the other night she got drunk and could not keep her hands off me. She kept grabbing my dick, and after I repeatedly told her not to, my basic thinking with my dick instincts kicked in, and she ended up blowing me. Walking home that night felt extremely weird, but she sure did suck a mean dick. Now, she continuously messages me about fucking her and asks to come over nearly every night. Most of the time I make up excuses, however I'm wondering if I should just smash and dash, considering she's only in the country for a few more weeks. Is this wrong, knowing that she likes me and I have zero feelings for her? I'm not attracted to her, but I'd rather get a root and boot than just sit at home masturbating. So Heath Jackman.
He doesn't have a girlfriend, right?
No, he just feels bad because he doesn't like this person.
Oh.
You can't even understand where this guy's I don't even understand the premise of the question. Not have sex? What is that, to not have it for no reason? Your nose is bleeding. You can't even compute.
She's only around for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You don't have to root and boot. You can root and she's going to boot.
Yeah, she's going to boot.
That's what I don't get. I think that if she was around for a long time, I don't think it's right to just like fuck once and never be in touch with that person again.
Yeah.
But if she wants to have sex with you,
yeah,
and she's going to leave the country,
yeah,
you might as well just have sex for a while.
Well, I'll play devil's advocate. Okay. One, it's leading her on. She's getting like this, oh, this guy's into me vibes.
Okay. Can I combat as you do this?
Okay.
Or do you want me to save it for afterwards?
Yeah, give me the second one.
All right, fine.
Before I forget it. Two, if somebody's annoying to you a little bit now, it's going to be a lot annoying to you later. More texts, more calls, more like, I can see a world where she's like crying or like opening up to you, like, how could you do this, mm-hmm. getting mad. So there's a world where she can get mad or upset at you.
May I play Angel's Advocate?
You may play Angel's Advocate.
First of all, I think it's putting feelings on her to say she likes him too much. And like fucking her is going to lead her on and make her like him more.
Uh-huh.
She very well just might be an American girl from the States, came over to Australia because she wants to fuck a strapping Australian, and she just wants to get it done. So like, she grabbed his dick. She wants to get fucked. That's going to happen. And she might be like, I don't like your personality at all. I think you're the worst.
Mm-hmm.
But you, I just needed to fuck. So like. They actually might have more in common than they think.
Okay.
That's happened to me before.
Uh-huh.
Two, I can see, I concede that usually when you're unattracted to something about somebody, as if you like dig deeper into this relationship, it's going to be worse than you think.
Yeah.
But I also think since there's like an end date to her time in your country, then.
That definitely makes it seem more appealing. I feel like that's the thing that's like, all right, at the very worst, she can't, like, walk into your apartment one night because she won't be living in the same hemisphere.
Yeah.
So in that sense, I understand that it's giving him a very finite end date. So I can understand the gray area. But I will say that sometimes it might not be worth it. Like, if somebody you're really not attracted to wants to have sex with you, and you find her very emotionally and physically unattractive, it might be better to, as he says, just sit at home and masturbate.
Yeah, I guess if you're emotionally and physically unattracted to somebody, there's not much of a point in having sex. I would just challenge his assertion that he's not attracted to her because he did get an erection when she gave him a blowjob.
Yeah, but then he said that she's really good at it.
So maybe that's an attractive quality.
As long as there's one redeeming characteristic, you can go for it. What would you do if you were him?
I would have had sex with her that night.
And then again?
Potentially. I don't know. Probably.
Sober meetups, hangups, or just like this, I'm drunk and it's late and I might as well check in on her.
Probably the drunk and late night ones.
Yeah. I get that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, though.
Yeah.
As long as everybody's cool. As long as everybody's on the same page.
Yeah. Nobody's taking advantage of anybody. We're all an equal understanding. Yeah, why don't you just be completely honest with her? Be like, hey, you're great at having sex. That sounds great. I just don't want to lead you on in any way. That way,
yeah.
you're experiencing this thing a little more guilt-free, if you are feeling guilty at all. Maybe that's what I would do. I don't know.
That is what you would do.
It's hard to put myself in the mind of a sexy 20-year-old Australian male. I mean, my God.
Oof,
can you imagine his hair? Long and blonde, probably, right?
Just like Heath's.
All right. Why don't we answer a female question?
About time.
Do you have a lady in your life? She's 19 and, let's say, American.
Oh, right. I was just trying to think of Australians.
Yeah, but not all these people are from Australia.
Demi Lovato.
That's really good.
Is she 19? Seems like it could be.
Hey, guys, I need serious help, writes Demi. I'm 19, and I've been with my boyfriend for 2 years. When we first started talking, my boyfriend and I both agreed that we wanted to get married young. Recently, we haven't been doing that great at all. I don't feel like he cares about me at all and is only staying with me because breaking up is inconvenient, although he says this isn't true. So obviously I'm confused. He's also said that he's changed his mind about marriage and wants to wait until he's 30. And I don't want to get married now, but I'm not dating anyone for 10 years. I'm just not. Now, this is where it gets sticky. I met a guy on Whisper, and we really enjoyed talking to each other, so we moved it to Snapchat. It soon escalated to chatting nonstop, and then calling. Recently, he told me he loves me. He doesn't know that I have a boyfriend, and my boyfriend knows that we're friends, but not to the extent it's gotten to. I don't want to end things with my boyfriend, especially because things have been great as of recently. But he's afraid to step up, and I don't want to date a man-child. And I definitely don't want to date him for 10 years. This guy I'm talking to loves me, and I love him too.
Oh, no.
I just think that... and I love him too. I just don't think that I love him...
10 different people wrote this email.
I just don't think that I love him romantically. Recently, I told him that we should just be friends, and while he seemed cool with it, he backed off about 90%, and I miss him. Should I wait for my man-child boyfriend to step up? Or should I tell him that if he doesn't step up now, then we're done and explore my Snapchat guy further? I don't want to lose either, but I feel like I'm in a position to lose both. Help. Thanks, guys. I hope you don't think I'm a terrible person. Love, Demi Lovato.
I don't think you're a terrible person. I think you're incorrect in much of the way you handle your business.
It's hard. She's a teenager.
What the fuck is Whisper?
Isn't Whisper the one where... you, like, don't know who you're talking to? Wasn't there something where, like, you're chatting but anonymously with strangers who happen to be in your vicinity or something like that?
Can I look it up?
Yeah, sure. I think it came up in a podcast where it's, like, you arrive in a city and then, like, it just opens a chat window and it's, like, kind of like the chat roulette thing where you are chatting with someone but you don't know who exactly they are and they don't know exactly who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you like them, then you can move it to a more permanent thing like Snapchat. That's a sort of assigned to your actual person. Are you downloading Whisper right now?
God, no, not downloading. I'm just reading about it.
And?
You're correct. Allows users to send messages anonymously and to receive messages and receive replies. Users post messages known as whispers, which are displayed as text superimposed over an image automatically retrieved from Whisper's own search engine or uploaded by the user.
It's kind of like Tinder, but everyone's matched with everyone.
Isn't
everyone's like, talking to everyone.
Post Secrets used to be like that popular blog where people would just like
post their secrets
anonymously. Yeah,
right. It's like it feels so good to get it off my chest in a way that doesn't actually implicate me in any way.
That sounds like one of the most dangerous fucking apps because it's like, oh yeah, everything's anonymous, but it's not.
Someone
it's
knows.
All connected to your fucking phone, people. This is not anonymous. It can become unanonymous at any time.
Zark Fuckerberg probably knows because Facebook's investing in
it. Jesus Christ. I mean, like, you text it. Everybody's seen, like, the iCloud get hacked and people's emails get hacked and you said things you didn't want to say there. But, Jesus, you literally use this two-post incriminating things.
That's right.
Not anonymous.
It's like putting a note in a wall.
Oh, except it's fucking attached to your IP address and your phone number.
Anyway.
Good Lord. Good Lord. Anyway.
This lady is, I would say, romantically confused. She's a teenager, so I feel like she's feeling all these things all at the same time. Right. I love this guy. I don't like this guy. My boyfriend. I want to get married. Maybe I don't. I think everything is firing and the synapses are going off all at the same time. And she's like, depending on her mood or time of day.
Yeah. I mean, one thing is clear. You date somebody from 17 to 19, and then you start thinking about other people. You fall in love with somebody you meet on Whisper and Snapchat. Then that means your relationship's not necessarily built to stand the test of time. And it's good that you're finding out now instead of 10 years down the line when you're thinking about actually marrying with somebody that you've been with for 12 years, and it's not going to last then either.
Right.
So the thing to do here is break up with your boyfriend, and not because he couldn't step up, and not because he's a man-child.
He's a man-child.
He's also evolving, and he's changing too, just like you are, and it sounds like you shouldn't be in a relationship, because he's changing his mind about when he wants to get married. You're falling in love with strangers over anonymous apps. You guys just should not be together.
Yeah.
And that's good. That's fine.
This is what I'll say. If you're really meant to be, break up, and then down the line, after you've explored other options,
you'll
once
reconnect
you're
on Whisper.
Yeah, reconnect on Whisper, Snapchat. Once you're a fully formed adult, I'd say, like, who you are at 17 is so different than who you'll be as a grown-up, quote-unquote, that it's silly to tie yourself to someone at that age because, yeah. like, let's say 35 is who you'll be at age 60.
I know. Actually, it feels – I think that's kind of – there's something to that theory. I know a couple couples that, like, were together when they were young.
Yeah.
And then they spent, like, college and post-college apart and then, like, reconnected.
Oh, so it's
I think
like,
that's really important to, like, have that growth. And you think that, like, oh, I'm not going to want to be with this person after they fuck a bunch of other people. And,
right.
And you know what? Sometimes when you're, like – 28, 29, 30, you're mature enough to realize that that doesn't actually matter who they fucked.
If anything, it helps them totally. Grow and mature in a way that you couldn't because they're dealing with life and love and breakups and heartache.
I feel like that's the new high school sweetheart is that, you know, like our parents were high school sweethearts, went to college went to prom together, got married young. Yeah. Now it's going to be like they were high school sweethearts. Of course they broke up yeah. for, you know, a baker's dozen years. And now they're back together.
Hooked up with a ton of other people. I mean, my mom was everywhere.
Oh, my goodness.
My dad was a pimp from 22 to 30. Couldn't tie him down. But then my mom came back.
Two real swingers.
So why don't you do that? Why don't you give that a shot? If you love something, let him go. I have a feeling if you just... If you got rid of your boyfriend for a little time, you hung out with this Whisper guy, there's a chance you won't like him either.
Oh, yeah, but think about all the other people you can meet on Whisper and Tinder and Snapchat. Like,
oh, my.
Have a ball.
Yeah. Have a ball and have them all. but you're not a terrible person, right?
I don't think she's a terrible person. But I don't think that you can put your breakup on your boyfriend. It's on you. You're growing distant. You have met somebody on Whisper and didn't stop it moving to Snapchat and didn't stop it moving to phone calls and are keeping this...
He's a man-child.
You're keeping a pretty bad secret from your boyfriend right now. So, like...
You're a woman-child.
Yeah. No, I don't... I just think she's putting a lot of blame on the boyfriend for, like, why she's straying from the relationship. And you should just accept the fact that it's fine that you've done that, but it means that you shouldn't be in a relationship.
Also, calling someone a man-child isn't really an insult when they're actually 19. A teenager. Yeah. That is a man-child.
Definition.
You're the man. You're the man of children.
Now that I'm 31, when people insult me and say that I'm acting like a 19-year-old, yeah. then it hurts.
Yeah.
But a 19-year-old acting like a 19-year-old, that's pretty good.
That's accurate. That's fine. Status quo. At worst, he's an 18-year-old, a slightly younger man-child. All right, let's take a break. Thank another sponsor. We'll be back with more questions.
Deuces.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like,
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness,
it's
nah.
It's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's fitness now. Yeah, it's more of a fitness now thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% off their already low, low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace.
And we are back.
What up? What up?
You wanted to mention Laughable.
Oh, yeah. That guy that came by the office. And we're on a new podcast app called Laughable. Do you know what Laughable is, little buddy?
Yeah, it's a podcasting app to help discover new comedy podcasts.
Right. So you just download it on your iPhone, and then not only do they have like every episode of If I Were You, it's also a nice, because the iTunes store is kind of confusing. So this it has like every HeadGum podcast right there on the Laughable app. And the final cool thing that they do is like if you like listening to me or Amir or Jeff or Dave or Mike, you can click on that person's profile.
Oh, right.
And it shows every podcast that they've ever guested on.
And he had to do that by hand. There's no like algorithm to find
that. Yeah, he's just an insane man. But I clicked on my name, and it's like every time I've ever been on my mom's podcast, or every time I've ever been on like the fantasy basketball podcast.
Right.
But every time I've been interviewed, even with you or not.
And even in non-HeadGum podcasts, because if you go to HeadGum.com and like the people's page, that's all the times you appeared on a HeadGum podcast.
Right.
He does every podcast.
The Scarborough County dudes.
Yeah, exactly. Or if you want to hear more like Ben Schwartz, it's like him on Comedy Bang Bang and him on our show. So if you're looking for an easy way to discover new podcasts, comedy podcasts, Laughable seems to be a cool way to do it.
But what else? What's going on in your life, man?
Let's see here.
You sprained the old ankle?
Oh, yeah, that was new. I played basketball, and I jumped up for a rebound. So a basketball game that didn't matter, I was trying to get a rebound that mattered even less because it was such a small part of that game. And then when I landed on Billy's heel. Billy's the strongest man we know.
Yeah,
and
it crushed you.
And I rolled my ankle. I landed on my foot sideways, basically. And I fell to the ground. I was an adult, sort of trying not to scream in pain. I don't know if you've ever felt extreme, instant, surprising pain.
When I broke my heel.
Right, but I thought you said even when that happened, you're like, oh, it didn't feel as bad as it actually was.
I didn't writhe on the ground. But I mean, that was like probably the most painful thing I experienced in my adult life.
Yeah. So I land, I twist, I roll my ankle, I'm writhing on the floor, squeezing like my ankle area as, I don't know, natural instinct. And someone said the first thing I yell, which I don't even remember, was, "Oh, sorry, guys."
Like for stopping the game?
Yeah. Like
this is going to be an inconvenience for a little bit.
My first instinct when I was in the most pain I've been in forever was to apologize to everyone else for ruining their game. And then they're like, no, it's okay, it's okay. I'm like, oh, really? And I'm like, I just like flashing forward. I'm like, all right, I can't go out tonight. I really hope I can walk by the time the tour starts. Fuck, I just 2 to 3, 4. I don't know if it's broken. I don't know how inconvenient this is.
Oh, man.
Like when you're getting sick, you have like a few like hours or days, you're like, I think I'm getting sick. Oh, I can mentally prepare myself. Oh, no, I think it's happening.
Right, you try to stave it off.
Yeah, oh, it's here. The ankle injury is just like, I'm fine. Everything's great. I'm playing basketball. And now I can't walk for a few days. Yeah. And I don't know. And it's confusing because, like, did you hear it pop? I'm like, I didn't hear it pop, and it felt like it popped. Did it pop? I don't know. Is it broken? Is it bleeding? Is it bruised?
It's like getting struck by lightning. Just like 1 second, everything's fine. Next, everything is in shambles.
Yeah. It's like, I've never dealt with like personal tragedy, but it felt like the low stakes version of that, where it's people like, I don't know, 1 minute it was good, and then the next it just all went away.
They say it never happens to you.
Right, exactly. So it was like that, but just with my foot hurting. Mm-hmm. I'm carried off the court by Billy and Oren. They bring me to the sideline so they can continue their game. I'm sort of just on my back contemplating how bad this is. Is it broken? Do I have to go to the hospital?
Are you in excruciating pain during that whole time too?
That I'm like squeezing it, and it's sort of like throbbing but subsiding. So like it was like a pang of pain and then just like a slow throb.
You're thinking like, oh, I can walk this off. This is
maybe
okay.
I can like limp off. It's either like I can limp off or like I broke it and I have to like get a cast and crutches for weeks.
Oh, man.
Laying down, I tried to stand up. Can't stand on it. Can't put any weight on it. Billy then has to take an ACE bandage that somebody had and wrap my ankle around it, because he knows how to do that because he plays rugby. I don't know how to wrap my heel because I've never played a sport where I injured myself.
Of course.
Then Billy lifts me up, basically.
Fireman carry.
Borderline fireman carry. Again, all the way home. Oren, all the way, basically a quarter mile to my car. So they're lifting me up, and I'm like,
could you drive? What?
Because of my left foot.
Oh, it's your left foot that you hurt.
They basically plop me in my car. I'm driving with my right hand. My shoe is off. I get home. I'm parked, you know, like 30 feet from the elevator, and I have to hop on one foot all the way home holding my shoe. And I was thinking how sad it would be, and like how this probably happened once where a guy's hopping on his right foot, and like he rolls it. Like, imagine I sprained
more than
both
once,
ankles.
For sure.
That's so sad.
When I had my broken heel and I used to hop upstairs on my left foot, there was one time where I twisted my ankle and it hurt for like, it was pretty painful, but it was one of those things where you just like, you know, also sometimes when you twist your ankle, you're like, oh fuck. And then you walk it off. And you're like, oh
yeah. Yeah. I tweaked it.
I dodged a bullet.
It. Yeah.
That happened to me. And I went through that same like worst case scenario thing. Like, holy shit, wheelchair. I don't even
wheelchair, which is actually might be a step up from the scooter you had.
Oh yeah. I would have loved to be in a wheelchair, but someone has to push you everywhere,
especially motorized.
Or you get like,
gave you a wheelchair at the airport. I pushed you around in the wheelchair.
Oh, that was incredible. Just absolutely incredible. Everywhere I went, we went to a museum, I think, in London. Everywhere I went that like felt like should have a wheelchair, I used to ask if they had a wheelchair because it was such an upgrade. It was so nice.
Why stand when you can sit?
Yeah.
Then I got home. I took off the bandage, and it was like kind of like that scene in Batman where the Joker like takes off the bandage and sees it for the first time. Huge swollen ankle. It looks like there's a little grapefruit underneath the skin. I send you the photo because we're supposed to go out dancing that night.
I was at dinner when you sent me that photo.
Oh, really?
Or no, wait, not at dinner. I was at lunch with two of the people we're supposed to go out with that night. And I just like looked at my phone and was like, oh! And I showed it to them, and each of them had the same reaction.
It was so swollen. It was so weird. It was like, I guess when your body is hurt, like it sends fluid to like protect the area. And it was so like banged up, maybe ligaments strained or torn or whatever, that there was like a pocket, a bubble of fluid to protect it. I really felt like someone was pushing a tennis ball out from inside my ankle. It was
so
big.
Like. It was so disgusting.
And then I'm like, I think I can't go out tonight. I have to lay down for 48 hours.
It's really sad because it was Shabbat Shalom, motherfucker, dance party at Booty LA.
A Jewish-themed mashup party, which was basically like a second bar mitzvah that I missed. Fortunately, you went on without me.
Yeah.
I said you should be brave and go on without me, but I really wanted you guys to not go.
We had already bought the tickets before you even said
that. 3 days later, feeling fine. I can walk on it now. Now the swelling has gone down and the bruising is gone.
You can't, like, run and jump on it, though.
Yeah, no running and jumping.
Does it hurt when you walk on it?
It feels like a bruise, not, like, so sprained that I can't walk.
That's good.
But now it's, like, starting to get cool colors. It's, like, purple and kind of yellowish-green. I'm looking forward to the next steps of it. Did I heal super fastly? Sure, that's kind of impressive, actually. Like, a lot of basketball players take weeks off. And I think I diagnosed myself with a grade 3 sprain, which is legit fractured bones.
Wow. So you diagnosed yourself based on how bad you thought it hurt.
Yeah, it
so
killed.
Other people that have more of, like, a high tolerance for pain might have called your sprain.
Absolutely. Grade 1, if not sure. Anything at all.
I see.
And now I'm fully recovered. Bones completely healed.
Well, it was never broken.
Maybe. Maybe not. Who knows? But I'm glad to have survived.
Good work.
Enough about my problems. Why don't we answer some other people's problems?
Very nice.
Including
segue.
A 17-year-old from Canada whose name is?
Justin Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau writes, I'm 17 and I accidentally ordered 3 packages to my old house. I moved 5 months ago. One of those is a digital scale for selling weed. What do I do? All the packages will arrive in separate shipments and I would like to minimize my interactions with my parents about this. Thanks, bitch.
Oh, he sent them to his parents' house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's...
Did you ever have that scale?
I did.
Didn't you, like, sell weed?
Yeah, when I was in high school or maybe, like, a little in college. I can't
but
remember.
This, did you have the digital one or you had that real shit?
I had a digital one.
So it was, like, you put it on and then it says how many grams or ounces.
Yeah.
And then
That's a cooking scale. People use it for cooking as well. You can measure out coffee grinds on that thing.
Yeah, this is you talking to his parents.
I
was measuring oregano. It said a pinch of turmeric, and I didn't want to overdo it.
You say that you're getting into high-end coffee grinding, and that they'll buy that.
I'm an espresso man.
Yeah, I think it's fine.
So you just say you're using it for different purposes.
I'm using it to cook.
And your parents would believe you if you told them that?
I don't know. They'd have to.
Because I'm their little baby.
If you have to buy the lie. You have to believe the lie, all right?
You have to buy the lie if you want to abide.
The fib is fact.
That's good.
Yeah.
The lies become truth as you believe them to be so.
And then you're unimpeachable. You haven't actually used the scale for weed yet.
Right.
There is no evidence. You say, fuck it, fine. If you don't believe me that I'm going to use this to cook, then return it. I don't even care. And then you ship the thing to your actual house.
The other 2 packages are a grinder.
And 2 pounds of marijuana.
Yeah, I was using the weed to cook coffee.
Which is still bad.
Yeah, that's honestly
it still
worse.
Gets you high.
All right, there are ways to basically lie about it.
You can, and I mean, I don't know how recently you did it, but you can also contact the shipping facility and have them reroute the package.
Mm. Getting real, real technical about it. Real MacGyver. All right. Let's answer one last question.
Fair enough. Let's do it.
College student living in Europe named
Harry Styles.
Yes, dude. Harry Styles writes, so I started university a month ago and I plan to meet a girl there who's my cousin's cousin. I've been talking to her for a month now and we seem to be getting along real well. I'm starting to like her and was wondering if I could move forward with her or if in her mind the idea of being related, not by blood, meant we could only be friends. Thanks for the answer. Cheers and toda. Love, Harry Styles.
Cousin's cousin?
Yeah, which could be your brother, but I think he means cousin's cousin in the opposite direction.
Right, right.
Like a cousin's married to a sister whose cousin is this.
Yeah, I mean, in the olden days, that's who you had to marry,
yeah.
You know?
This is you telling your friends, listen, I mean, my options are limited. Back in the olden days, considered the best possible outcome.
I feel like when you meet somebody that's like this close, but also this far removed,
yeah,
romance is on like everybody's mind.
Oh, really? Like it's a weird forbidden incestuous thing?
I don't know if it's like forbidden and incestuous, but it's like the first thing you do is be like, wait, this we're not actually related by blood. I don't know. Maybe I'm just fucked up.
Would you be down?
My cousin, I don't think I know any of my cousin's cousins.
I know, but hypothetically, you met a cousin's cousin, and they're not related to you, and it's
Yeah, of course.
You'd be down.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be afraid.
Yeah.
I would be so anti it. I would be like, all I'm thinking about is like explaining to people, my friends, how we met. Like, yeah, it's my cousin's cousin. Oh my God. No, I'm not like that. Not by blood. But still, the damage is done. It's a stigma.
If my cousin's cousin, you just say a family friend.
But someone will fucking find out that it's a cousin's cousin.
And then you'd be like, why does that matter? It's my cousin's cousin. It's not my cousin.
I don't know. It just feels wrong. There's like a stigma attached to it. And I'd rather not even deal with it ever.
Fine. She's a 10. Did you know that? Did you know that she was a dime?
I know, and I feel bad. I don't know. I feel so weird about it. I can't get over it. It's sort of like, what can you get over if you really don't care? Like, it didn't even seem to faze you at all.
Oh, yeah. No, not at all.
You actually answered the question thinking it was just the cousin. I mean, it's not like my sister.
Right. Jeez. Cousin's cousin, that's not relation.
By the way, your cousin's cousins are your sisters. Think like about that.
Yeah, I mean, I understand.
Oh, my God. You fucking pervert.
Don't even. Do not bring my sisters into this.
Yeah, imagine your cousin had... Yeah, I mean, you never met, like, let's say you're...
I can't imagine my cousin's cousin because I don't think I've ever met my cousin's cousins.
It would Maybe be, I have. You know, like how it's your mom's sister... Oh, your dad's sister's... Which cousin are you closest with?
I love all of my cousins equally. We'll say my cousin Madeline, because I think she listens to the podcast.
Okay,
I don't
so
know if she still does.
That's your mom's sister's daughter?
My mom's brother's daughter.
Right.
So if Madeline's mother, who yeah. is my aunt, but not by relation.
Exactly. Had a sister.
Had a sister. And that sister had a different
daughter.
Husband.
Yeah, different husband.
Like, so far, so we're completely out of my family's bloodline.
and that had a daughter.
That family, those two humans had a daughter.
Yeah.
And she was really beautiful.
Yeah, and you're like, we're both Madeline's cousin. That doesn't freak you out a little bit?
No, it's funny, if anything.
We both have the same cousin. Cousin Madeline, and now we're fucking? It's a little weird.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little weird, but it's so like
not enough to stop you.
I just feel like it weaves around every obstacle so perfectly.
Stuck the landing.
Yeah, it's completely fine. It checks every box. We're all good on every front.
Yeah, it wouldn't slow you down at all.
We would both have the same aunt.
Yes.
Which is funny.
it's
like all funny.
You're amused
it's
by all, it.
So many people had their first kisses with their cousins in the garage during like family reunions. It's such a, it's definitely a thing.
Now you're getting a little too close for comfort.
Well, I mean, I would never do that.
No, of course not. All right.
They call it kissing cousins.
Yeah. Both of the K. All right. So if I were you, I would not do it. Jake would do it. Sounds about right. That's sort of like the answer to all of our questions.
Jake says it's cool. Amir says proceed with caution.
With such caution that you're not doing it anymore.
Dive right in.
All right. Cool. That's it. Bonus Thursday episode in the books. Thanks for listening. I don't know what else to say. We're on the road this weekend. Hopefully you can come out and hang out with us. If not, we'll be back Monday with another regularly scheduled podcast.
Yes, tickets still on sale for our three shows. So if you're on the fence, I don't know why you've stayed on the fence this long, but
JakeandAmir.com is the tickets for everything. Oh shit. The email address, if you have your own questions, is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. Opening theme song was a Weezer cover. The closing one, also another Weezer cover.
Hey yo.
Let me look who did this one. Josh No Joshua on SoundCloud wrote this. My name is Jonas cover.
Interesting. I introduced myself as Joshua this podcast.
Josh No Joshua though. SoundCloud. Thanks to Josh. Thanks to you guys. Thanks to
I read that as Josh? No. Joshua.
Oh, so it's the opposite of what he wanted. And Emily was the one who wrote the opening theme song. All right, we'll be back on Monday. Bye.
Cheers.
My name is Jay. And this is a year. We give advice.
show. It's a podcast that's so damn
hashtag though.
Send your questions in to these two Jew friends, and I guarantee you'll laugh your ass off. So make sure to tune in every week to listen to these funny guys speak. They may make fun of you though, but only if you're an asshole.
I can't do the hair. I'm sorry.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.